This segment, we are going to be talking about our significant digit, which is 40%. And this comes to us from Rasmussen's. And this was 2 days ago, the 15th, on Monday. 40% of GOP voters think a civil war is likely. So we have this statistic. Why? Right? Has this gone up? 2 years ago, it was 31%. So it's relatively in the same ballpark, if you will. An increase in 9 percentage points is noticeable, but not drastic. But this idea that more and more conservatives, GOP types, are thinking that a civil war is likely. First of all, that's the wrong mode of thinking. You should not be thinking of a civil war. You should be thinking of secession, which is why you got to go to MikeChurch.com/shop and buy the book, Is Davis a Traitor? So you can bone up or learn or get your knowledge on, however you'd like to say it, in the constitutionality of secession. Albert Taylor Bledsoe's book is the definitive case on it. MikeChurch.com/shop. Get your learn on today, because civil war is not the answer, right? I don't want a civil war. I don't want to keep control of this union. You shouldn't want that. This union is a bust. The Republic is a bust. We are living in a republic, a super glued union of states, where as of right now, 398,197 babies have been murdered. This year, as I speak, 1,058 babies have been murdered. I don't want to fight for control of that. And of course, people don't understand the idea of a secession movement versus civil war, because, you know, idiots teach U.S. history. I know, I used to do it. And when I taught it correctly, I've been labeled as giving skewered information. But why are people thinking, why is this uptick in this idea of people thinking there's going to be a civil war? Well, obviously, in the last 2 weeks, between the absolute explosion of riots and protests and the falling into line by legacy media, corporate America, and so forth on the Marxist group Black Lives Matter, because they don't care about black lives. They're just a funding group for the Democratic Party. People are just done with it, right? People are done with it. And it's only accelerating with NASCAR bending the knee, the NFL bending the knee, major video game companies bending the knee. So I think people are mistaken. They mistake a civil war for secession, right? So let's get to this. In the latest Rasmussen's report, National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 34% of likely U.S. voters thinks the United States will experience a second civil war sometime in the next 5 years. But that includes only 9% who say it's very likely. Very likely. And then this compares to 31% and 11% 2 years ago. So that's both gone up. And of course, it flips back and forth. In 2018, Democrats were more worried about a civil war. And now, supposedly, Republicans are more. It just depends on what's going on. And so we're looking at this. Also, we have to talk about the perception, and then this ties into the GOP. The idea that all outlets, and it kind of goes with the NASCAR, NFL, stuff that used to be just American. And in the case of NASCAR, its roots were in this conservative, anti-government mindset. All of these things floating away, seemingly being stripped of their autonomy. Right? Of their autonomy and then being forced to bend the knee to Black Lives Matter and the agenda. And yeah, we have to actually look at the fact that Western society has been overall peaceful for way past its due date. You could say the influence of the church, which is what I would agree with, has had a prominent role in that. We see the rapid decline of the church's influence in society. The more and more people are like, all right, I guess it's time to fight. But also, when GOP people look at somebody like Tucker Carlson, who despite crushing, and if you look at the numbers, the Nielsen numbers, Tucker Carlson is crushing everybody, even on his own network. As far as viewers, he is still actively being targeted to be, you know, canceled. And then you have what happened yesterday afternoon. We'll read this from National Review, which I hate using, but it's the best source I could find right now. Google threatened to ban the Federalist from generating ad revenue after intervention by NBC, by Zachary Evans. Google threatened to ban right-wing political news website The Federalist from generating advertising revenue on the company's platform on Tuesday. By the way, they already stripped Zero Hedge. But there are some issues that Google stumbled into that they didn't realize they actually might have done messed up. Because Google is threatening to ban or threatening to remove ads on the Federalist page due to comments on the Federalist page. It's actually a huge mistake on Google's part. And they might live to regret that. Back into the article. Google threatened to implement the ban in response to posts in the Federalist comment section. Right? The comment section. What is that section supposedly protected under? Section 230. The Telecommunications Act. That's why YouTube and Facebook and all these other companies have been hiding behind 230, because you're not supposed to be held accountable for what is written in your comment section. And yet Google held the Federalist accountable for stuff they didn't publish. Of course, Google said it was dangerous and derogatory content. They're going to probably live to regret this. The decision by Google comes after NBC News referred the company to complaints based against the Federalist and the financial blog Zero Hedge. This is probably the scariest thing that nobody is talking about in regards to this. The Center for Countering Digital Hate is based out of the UK. So Google, obviously an international company, bowed to the whims of a company or an NGO outside of the U.S. to go after a U.S.-based news outlet. What happens when the Chinese start demanding that companies be stripped because of their negative influence or their negative policies or their negative articles against the homeland of China, right? Going after these companies.